Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C.
And you guys, we are back again. It's Tuesday night, and we want to do some social media recaps and talk about Girls Night In.
Yeah, which is going on again tonight, but we couldn't go again. That's just too soon.
I feel like it's not going to be as good as our night, although it probably will be better because it won't be as crowded.
Yeah. I mean, they said last week, we're going to do it once a month, and then all of a sudden, now it looks like a weekly thing.
Yeah.
I am planning on going on August 7th, so that should be like 1 month in. So, we'll see.
I'm sure that it was so successful last week that Lisa just like pooped in her pants over how many people were there. It was quadruple the amount that James has ever brought in.
Well, I don't think they made any extra money, though. They should have, if it was better organized, they would have made quadruple money. But maybe because it was such a shit show, they're like, how we can do it better.
How can they even organize it? Like, the layout is so effed up, unless they like did like a velvet rope, like for a drink line. I don't know what else they could do.
Yeah. They need to like, well, with their little stations is rope off an area, whether they shut down that one room, the glass room or the garden, or even just shut off the balcony or something. I don't know. For the stations, and then have the back bar.
They almost should have it like they were doing for that one party where Ariana was all mad that she had to like do a pitcher.
Yeah.
Like have just a set drink and have that line be fast. If you want, like if you need a drink right away, go get the specialty drink. Yeah. Otherwise, you can take your chance at the bar.
Yeah. Or like a beer and wine kiosk thing.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah, a little satellite bar. She said she was making special cocktails. So it's like, yeah, they could just have pictures of that pre-made. And then like,
and have a special line for it, though, so people could get in and out. But like, let's say that we needed water, which could have happened. If we would have stayed longer, I would have needed something to drink. There's no way I could have gone into that room.
And I was thinking about it. I'm like, why didn't I go to the back bar? I know why. I couldn't even get through the main room. Like,
no. You couldn't even get to the hostess stand.
No. If you tried to get beyond the hostess stand, you were basically lifted off your feet and you just had to hope for the best.
And this is from, like, when we went, I thought, okay, am I being a baby? You know, I'm almost 9 months pregnant. Like, maybe I was just being, like, really, like, I don't want to go into the crowd. But when I heard and read what everyone else said, I was like, okay, it was as bad as we thought.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I don't even know how those one girls got up to the bar where, you know, they got the good shots of Ariana and she was pouring, you know, vodka into their mouths or whatever. What it took to get up there and actually up to the bar, I don't know. It seemed like a war zone to me, but kudos to them because I attempted to. I just wanted to go in and see who was there and what was going on. I was not even going to try to get a drink. And if I had, I would have tried to make my way to the back bar. But to even get halfway to that, you know, that entrance is like 2 feet away from the hostess stand. I couldn't even make it that far.
It did look very comfortable in the restaurant part. Like when I looked through the little glass window from the Suck a Dick patio, people did look very comfortable sitting at their table, which was our original plan. We just couldn't get a reservation since the event was announced on Monday and it was on Tuesday.
Right. So it did, because they were still eating the normal table and whatever. However, not even towards the end, we, you know, what, 10 o'clock or something, I looked in because we were on the patio the whole time. I looked in through the glass window and there was a whole line of people against the wall in that room, just spillover from the bar.
You're right. I remember when you told me to look back and look at that.
So it was kind of awkward, like this line of people kind of hovering over your table, like basically watching you eat because they had nothing else to do.
Okay, should we just get into this event and then you guys stay tuned. If you entered to win the Kristen Doty t-shirt line, we'll announce that in the middle or the end.
Yeah, and then we also have the password for our podcast we did with Annabelle. You know, we said we were giving away some crystal kits. So we'll give that password and then just hit us up like you guys usually do with the password and we'll give away five crystal kits.
Crystal kits.
And then announce those next week. And next week we have OC premiering.
Woo!
So anyway, so yeah, okay. So we go, we get there early.
Well, let's first talk about what you had to do to even get there. So Sarah was set to leave on vacation that morning.
Yeah.
And she texts me and says, I think that we should go to this. And normally, I think like in a situation like this, I'd say, okay, go on your vacation. I'll go up there by myself. But I was just not feeling it going by myself. And so I was like, okay.
That's hard to do, is stand around by yourself. You feel awkward. Everybody was there. It's too much.
Yeah. So anyway, so I just kind of stayed quiet. And then Sarah decided to change her entire plan for her trip and go later. So we drove separate cars and drove all the way up to West Hollywood. And traffic was pretty good, though. We waited till traffic ended, and so that was pleasant. And yeah, it was kind of on like a holiday weekend, so I think we lucked out with that, too.
Yeah, it was the third. Well, I felt like I was going to have anxiety and FOMO if I didn't go. And the main reason for that, like as you can see, we didn't even consider going tonight. Don't care. But last week, that fight with Billy Lee had just popped off.
The fight did it.
And we knew, oh my God, this whole, like the last 24 hours, everyone's chiming in. It's a social media war and they're going to film tonight. All right, we got to do it.
Yes.
So while we didn't see any actual fighting, we did see fighting. I didn't see Billy Lee fighting with anyone.
No, but you did capture her storming out a couple times.
Yes, she was very much by herself most of the time and seemed...
But no different than any other time we've ever seen her.
I was going to say seemed aloof, but that's no different than any other time we've seen her.
So we get there and... Right away, we see that it's packed. I was able to park on the meters over by Craig's, which, P.S., if you're going there, it's kind of a secret spot and fun place to park because you can see what's going on at Craig's. There's tons of paparazzi. And then, obviously, valeting is always great, too. So we roll in there, and it's, like, just starting to heat up, wouldn't you say? And so Sarah and I have been there so many times, we kind of know where to stand for how they film. So we went right out to the Succadick patio and stood right where we could get across the hallway to where the cast sits. And then we noticed that stuff was being set up on the patio where we were also. So we just stayed there and did not move.
Yeah. I mean, it got a little crazy. They set up like a fairy dust makeup stand. They set up a massage chair thing, which we'll get into later because it was really poorly executed and planned. And I don't know if you guys have been to the patio, but it's already pretty tight quarters.
Yeah, because so it's a front patio and
it's a giant square in the middle with a tree.
With a tree. So, like, what do you think the square footage is? Like, maybe standing room only. Let's not even count like the entire space. Like where you can stand is probably like 200 square feet or something. Like it's small.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say that. It's like half the size of a bedroom.
Yes.
And like most of that's taken up by the giant square. So you just have the perimeter. And so they were setting up these stations in the perimeter. So God forbid if you were over there, like you wouldn't be able to walk a full circle around the square.
No.
You would have had to like backtrack. And basically, there's enough room to be one or two, like, single file kind of.
Yes.
Yeah.
And everyone's coming out there because they're frustrated of being inside. They're leaving their drinks. There's, like, two chairs out there anyways. It's that stool that you saw Jack sit on that he got all mad talking to.
Oh, and it kept, like, having problems. Is that what you sat on?
No.
Oh, you pulled up a different one.
I thought it was, like, on a full-on, like, bar stool. I lucked out. Yeah, so they moved some chairs out of the way so they could have a little bit of a path. And I think it was supposed to be for the glitter girl. Mm-hmm. But I saw it and I snagged it and I sat on it. And thank God, it saved me. Right. She still had two other chairs, so she was fine. Yeah, so the glitter girl was the first one that we saw that was wearing a robe. And so we thought, okay, look, she's in the theme of Girls Night In. And then we started seeing the cast kind of like peek around the corners and stuff.
Should we first comment on the crowd before we saw the cast? When we walk in And Holly immediately was like, there's no way I can even get in there. And I'm like, well, I'm going to try. I'm going to see if I see anybody. And I made it like two more steps. But we were both able to survey the entire crowd, which was, what, 75% men?
Okay, we've been going to Sir now for, what, 3 years? And I've never seen so many men there in my entire life.
Yeah. Men, older men, like it was, I'm like, I thought this was girls' night in.
It wasn't, quote unquote, the West Hollywood crew. Like, you know, sometimes you'll see like people coming in there for like a nice dinner, or it's always like a different vibe of the men that are in there. But this was like boyfriends of people. This was,
yeah
like the fathers, the grandfathers.
Businessmen. Yeah.
People coming to see what was going on. Like, you guys would not. All I have to say is, like, my overall opinion of this night was, holy hell, this show is huge, because there were so many people there. I don't even know how they were able to work with what was going on.
Well, it definitely seemed like an overcapacity situation, and the fire trucks did come. I don't know why, but they did come. I don't know if it was because they were doing illegal construction over our heads, or if because it was overcapacity, but there is no way that was within legal limits.
No. In another group, I saw that someone said that they were turning away people at the door, which is not true, because we were sitting at the door and not one person was turned away.
Oh, no. They didn't card anybody. They just kept, like, they didn't have anyone sign waivers. They're just like, go on in, go on in, go on in. Like, at one point, I was watching, I'm like, they need to stop letting people in.
And so many times people would come and try to squish in on the patio because it was the only place you could go.
Yeah.
And they would literally sit on my lap and then turn around and be like, oh, sorry, I didn't know you were there. It's like, well, then look. You know, yeah. I mean, it was insane.
Yeah, one time I was trapped up against the glass and these girls were backing up because people were coming through and they were backing into me. I'm like, you realize there's someone back here, and now I'm like wedged in. I felt like on like one of those shows where the walls start like Land of the Lost or something, and they come in and they're about to smush you. That's what it felt like.
Well, no, like I feel like when that happened, it's because the production company was carrying a ladder, a full sized, like I'm talking not just like a ladder, the tall one, whipping it through the crowd. One person, not even two people, making sure that like you're clear in the front or the back. Just one guy with like his hat pulled over his head going through the crowd, and I'm talking, it's packed out there. It was such a hazard.
And think about like the bottom corners of a ladder, like it can like gash someone's leg, and every girl there is like, you know, their legs are bare and they have short, like it could have easily gashed someone.
Someone could have dropped a glass. Like it was the fact that nothing happened. I cannot believe it. It was like, I felt like I was watching a horror show, just like something was going to happen.
Yeah, they probably should be like, no glass on the patio when it's that full. But then they started doing, like, they decide they are going to film. Well, first, they start setting up, like, the fairy girl and the massage. And then Lala comes out, and she's like, no, I can't have you out here. It's too crowded. So clearly, like, Lala was one of the facilitators of the event.
Yes.
So she's like, I'm going to put you guys in the garden. I'm going to, you know, come with me. So she moves the people, and then they're gone for a while. So the patio starts to fill up. But then they come back. Someone else said, no, go back to the patio. It was like a shit show. Super unorganized. So these people come back and reset up on the patio. And so then filming guys decide they need to film on the patio, but they don't like the lighting. So they're going to hang lights up on, you know, around the patio, cords dangling, the ladder comes into play. They're literally, they have tools in their hands.
And they're above us with like, it was absolutely insane. Yeah,
Holly looked up at one point, like the ladder was above her, the dude with like the tool belt and tools. Like if anything slipped, it would have went on her head or on her stomach.
Yeah, I should have just like assisted them and said, do you need me to hold something? Like it. And not once did they ask me to move. Like I thought, oh my gosh, if they ask me to move, I'm going to be so pissed because I sat here for a reason.
Yeah.
And then someone else is going to get my spot. I was going to argue with them, but I thought the fact that they didn't ask me to move was so dangerous.
Yeah, they should have closed the patio.
They should have just had, like they had, there was so many production people working. I've never seen so much of a staff. Yet not one person stood in front and said, this is closed for a second while we set up, guys. Yeah. It would have just taken, like, just don't let people in for 5 minutes. It would have cleared out.
Yep. We need you to step aside. You can come back in 5 minutes. Nope. They just worked in the middle of everyone. And then, like, the people with cameras, and the cameras are, like, huge. And, like, huge. 50 pounds. I mean, at one point, the guy giving a massage, the girl was standing there with her camera on her shoulder, and it's so huge. And she kind of kept turning to, like, look what was going on. Every time she turned, I could see the camera, like, grazing the massage therapist's ear. Like, any second, she was going to knock him out with that thing. I'm like, ugh.
And she was the tiniest little girl that was the camera girl. But, okay, here is my other beef. I feel like if it was a successful event, this is the first time, so it's not like we were the ones who didn't know what was going on. Literally, they didn't know what was going on. I just think that maybe it wouldn't have hurt to have, like, a little flyer made, mm-hmm. like, or even if they don't want to do that, like, put some around, like, put one by the tree, put one on the bar, and say, tonight's services include, you know, go out to the patio for a massage, go out to the patio for some fairy, like, dust on your face. Yes.
Marquee sign, yeah.
Something, but like, we were standing right by the services. No one ever asked us if we wanted one, and we didn't go over there, but it was very...
And I didn't see anybody outside of the cast do it. Did you?
I saw them do a couple of people, mm-hmm. But it looks like they possibly were friends with them, so I don't know.
Yeah.
And again, like, it just, everything didn't make sense to me. Like, the massages made sense, but it was like, what is it, a 5 minute chair massage? Like, what, like, no one said what it was or where to go.
Yeah.
And then about the drinks, we saw from Ariana's Insta story that she was making a special drink, but there was no mention of it.
No.
There was no DJ that yelled it out. There was no
announcements. Yeah. If they have a DJ, then make announcements, like, or have the girls get on the microphone and make an announcement.
And say, hey, welcome to Girls Night In. You know, you guys can go out to the patio for a massage. We have, you know, you can get yourself glitterfied. Like, there was, it could have been much better than it was.
Yeah. So we'll see. I don't know. I wonder if any of you guys are going tonight. Let us know how it goes. I will go again. I just got to give it a break. We'll see.
Okay, so let's talk about the cast now and what we saw and what everyone was wearing. Yeah. So let's talk about Lala first, since we already brought her up.
Yeah, you guys, if you're not in the Facebook group, go to Vanderpump Rules Party Facebook group. It's amazing. We posted tons of videos. Like, Lala, like, basically, I was just videotaping her ass for a while because, and I don't roll that way, and there's nothing wrong with rolling that way. I was just in pure admiration. I was like, all right, I'm going to go to the gym longer, because that was just annoying.
She looked amazing. When I saw her walk up, like, the only way I just said to Sarah, I was like, it's like if someone said, okay, Holly, you can go into, like, this wax museum, like, science cave, and you can create the perfect woman. Like, go ahead. Like, what do you think it would look like? She looked so freaking flawless. First of all, she's wearing, like, this black negligee, and it's like a corset, and then, like, it was a thong in the back.
Yeah.
Spaghetti strap. Her boobs looked 3D. Like, it looked like something that you would see on the cover of a magazine, in a movie. But rarely do you get to see it in person looking that good. From her skin, mm-hmm. the color of it, the tone of it. Like, it was just like, you've got to be kidding me. She had, like, a little, like, bit of glitter, like, on her, like, the left side of her boob. And then she was wearing this sheer robe. And then she turns around, and I'm like, oh, my God, there's her butt. And it was perfect. Yeah. She's tall. She's pretty. It's just like, she really is stunning.
I actually realized she's not that tall. I thought she was taller because when we saw her at Planet Beauty, I think she was in those, like, stiletto boots. But when she was in the flats with the, like, lingerie, I think she's like 5'6".
Really? Oh, I still thought she was, like, towering over me, but maybe...
Well, you are probably in flats, and you are...
Yeah, I am 5'2 and a half.
Yeah, so she is tall to you. To me, she was, like, the same height or, like, even shorter.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I don't think she's anything more than 5'6 or 5'7 max. But when we first met her, I thought for sure she was taller.
Yeah. Okay, so then next up, who came to the patio next? Who else did we see? Katie?
Katie. and I didn't like her robe. It was like a cloak.
I'm not remembering what it was, right? Was it leopard?
No, that was Kristen. It was just like black cotton, like, or like linen. And it was more like, it seemed like to cover everything up.
But I thought she looked stunning in person.
Yeah, she did.
Her hair looks so full and thick. Her skin looked great. And my notes about Katie are, I was really impressed by the time that she took to talk to people when they would interrupt her. I mean, you guys, these cast members could not walk one inch without someone putting a phone in their face, asking for a selfie, and not just asking for a selfie, but asking them to hold the phone for the selfie.
Yeah.
You know, like it was just...
Even we were included in that, and you could see like Bo and Schwartz. They're all looking at us as we're all holding our phones in their face. And so they're like waving back at us because what else do you do? That is awkward.
Yeah, it's... it was 500 phones out on the patio held up in their faces.
What was annoying, and this happened a lot with like all of the cast, is when people would like stop them, because there was a bit where they were still trying to organize and get shit done.
Yeah.
But people would stop them. And it's like, okay, yeah, I'll take a picture or say hi or you're my favorite. But then some people would just continue. So anyways, they'd carry on a full conversation. And
not
let anyone else get in.
And for instance, there was a couple of times when production was trying to talk to them, like either they were literally filming or that they were giving them direction, and people would just be like, I'm going to go say something. And it's like, dude, they're working. Like this is, they're literally working right now. Calm it down. And people had no chill. They did not care. They didn't care. They could have been talking to Lisa. They could have been talking. I mean, they would interrupt anything.
Yeah. I always just try to wait if they're just standing and doing nothing, or wait for a moment in between. And,
or like you said, do it really quick. Be like, oh my gosh, like I love you. Can I get a quick photo? And they say, thank you. Boom. But I mean, I have so many videos of Katie being really gracious. And
I did talk to her.
I thought she was...
I don't know what y'all were going to say. But she was standing right in front of me for what, 15 minutes?
Yes.
Like, and by in front, I mean like 2 inches.
Yes.
Or 1 inch in front of us. And so is Schwartz. I mean, like they were kissing and I was like, ah, I was like right in my face. But that's fine. Anyway, so she was just kind of standing around waiting. So I did tell her that I saw her last weekend and thought she looked killer. That was when she was wearing the jeans for OOTD, because I do think you guys heard my opinion last weekend. So I thought I might as well be nice and tell her.
That's
so
nice.
She was really gracious and nice and said thank you, but I kept it short. I did talk to Sheena too, because she came out and like she kind of saw me and I waved and I'm like, and then I go, oh my God, I'm not stalking you, I promise, because I've seen her like 3 times in the last week. And then Holly goes, well, yes, she is. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I am not.
I would not have said that if I were you. Like when you said that, I was like, ah.
Well, I mean, it was just awkward. It's like now I'm seeing her all the time. And I left it at that.
But did you see her face when you said it? She was like,
Yeah, but then I felt, so I said, whatever. I watched my video from the previous weekend. You guys heard me when my friend stopped at the Abbey to watch the go-go, the male go-go dancers. And then I didn't even notice, but Sheena had walked past me and was like waving at me on my video, but I wasn't sure she was waving at me. I didn't even see it happen in real life. I didn't even know that happened until I watched my video when I got home. So I told her that. I'm like, oh my gosh, I was watching my videos and I saw, she's like, yeah, I saw you. I was waving at you. You totally like were oblivious. I'm like, so she did admit that she was waving at me.
That's good.
Yeah. So who's the stalker now?
You.
I can't help whether we're in the same place at the same time. I mean, I might as well, you can accuse me of stalking Katie or Brittany because
I'm going to
her place of employment.
Yeah, you're a Vanderpump fan.
It's not my fault that Sheena works more than the rest of them.
Yeah, no, it's true. And no, of course you're not stalking her, but it's just funny.
Yeah. Anyways, so she was nice. She was in like a corset too, and then like they were all in robes. And
I felt like she was wearing her tights that she wore to her sex tips.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were like shiny and like.
Yeah, I used to wear those for baton twirling.
Or like dance.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
the thick dance ones, dance skin. And so I think Ariana was too. She also had like the bodysuit, but I think she had the tights on too.
I feel like I saw her with tights on too, yes.
So we all of those, well, then Schwartz and Katie are out in the balcony and they're both getting fairy dusted. And then Schwartz goes and gets a massage.
I felt, okay, let's comment on Schwartz's hair in person.
Yeah.
His hair looked like.
I'm going to turn this fan on.
I don't even know. Like a bird.
Yeah. 100%. I think I posted pictures or videos of that.
Yeah, you guys, we're having like a little heat wave here in Cali. It's been like crazy. I know it is all over the country, so it's not just us, but it's miserable, man. I'm dying. So we just turned the fan on.
So who else then did we see? Well, Kristen was in a leopard robe, and who else? Oh.
Stassi looked great. She was wearing like a black robe, really nothing to write home about, but she just, like, when she was standing there, she looked stunning because they stood like right at the entrance, because I you know they love to film an entrance. Yeah. So her and Kristen and Katie,
yeah, for a long time,
were standing there for a long, and people weren't even noticing them. That was actually a pretty good spot for them to stand for a second, and I think security was blocking them a little bit, but they looked great. And but I wouldn't, would you say that they were really, I mean, we saw the videos that happened later on where it looked like they mingled with the crowd a little bit, but I wouldn't say that that was, they kind of advertised it like, come hang out with us, like, we want to chat with you, bring your girls, we'll bring our girls, let's all like talk. No, they were sanctioned in their little VIP area and no one was getting over there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they could have been back there and had the microphone and then, you know, talked into it out to the bar or out to the patio, like, you know, y'all, what do you like, and had like throw out questions and have people like yell out answers or something. They could have made it way more interactive.
Yeah.
And still been protected.
And I think that going forward, if they're going to do that, that's what they should do. And it would be really cute if they made little like sleep masks and like threw them or something, like, and it said like sir, or you know, something that Lisa would want,
or even get up on the bar. Like, later they did all get up on the bar and they were like, you know, Coyote Ugly dancing and stuff like that and pouring drinks down people's throats. Like, they could get up there maybe with the microphone and do it that way.
Oh, totally.
Yeah,
because it's not like they don't have the capabilities there, because they're roping things over our heads.
I mean, that just seems like a lot more fun than just watching them jump up on the bar and dance and like maybe throw a shot down your throat. Like, I'd rather like.
But I have to say, I mean, so when we're talking about them being in the VIP area, we're talking about them being on the other side of the Suck a Dick patio, and that's where they film. And normally when we've seen this happen, security keeps it very clear in the hallway that like the entrance, like, they don't let people linger there. They make everyone move along. They were not stopping it this night, probably because it was so full. And so every, like, I would say it was like three rows deep of people just holding their phone up, and not just quietly. It's not like people were being respectful. They were yelling like, Kristen, I love you. Jax, what's up? Fully interrupting filming.
Yeah.
They did not care that anything was going on, and no one was telling them to knock it off.
I mean, it shocks me how you don't hear that, how they're able to like edit that out.
Well, we've never seen it this bad though before. I feel like most of the, like, we'll see some people like act stupid, but this was crazy.
Yeah, I guess when we went, when the triplets were here and I was talking to them at that patio in that exact position.
During a break, production would allow us to go over there, but not during filming.
And you know who was standing next to me that whole time?
Who?
Brad.
Oh.
That's when I knew he was someone, because that I saw him talking to everyone, and then Jax comes over and he's like, hey, Brad. So I'm like, how does he know and is friends with? It's like he's like that Courtney Berman person. And she is friends with Sheena. She's friends with Stassi. She's friends with every single cast member. So is Brad.
Yes.
Must know more. So, yeah, that wasn't loud and people weren't yelling. They were being more respectful that time.
Yeah. And production was really out there, because anytime Like I remember Guillermo asked Jax for a photo on behalf of some restaurant people that were there, and production said no and took him away.
Right.
Like they did not care that anyone wanted a picture. They had a job to do. And this time it just seemed like they, I don't know if they were like letting it be a free for all because they knew that everyone was there to see the girls. And so they were pushing it if they really only filmed or what.
But I think they should do like either just make a girls night in legitimately, or like maybe guys can come at 11 or 12, or like be a nightclub where, you know, it's like ladies, no cover charge, and then charge fucking cover charge for the dudes, like $25.
I would pay for girls night in. Like, let's say it was $10.
Yeah, no, I would buy a ticket, but I would happily, that's all going to be, it's going to be like any other concert where someone buys them all up and then.
I know. I just like if I would feel better if I had a ticket and like was going to get the massage. I was going to get the facing. I was going to get a drink. If I knew I was guaranteed those things, I may be more excited to go on a Tuesday. But when I heard that it was happening tonight, I was like, what a nightmare. I would never want to go to that.
Well, like remember when we went to the spa open house and they're like, you have your, oh, sorry. Oh, you have your whatever.
Bless
your,
you.
Your tickets and your stations. You're like, you go here first, then you go here first, then you go here. You know, they kind of loop you around in a circle. Right. They should either do that or give you tickets to use like at the carnival. You can be like, you can use it for a drink or a massage or whatever, but you have to have a ticket. And that way people will like line up and there'll be some order.
Well, and also like I don't think it would have hurt to have like an extra assistant for the fairy girl and an assistant for the massage person to say, okay, you're next. Give me your thing. I'll text you when you're up. Okay, like Santa's here elf. We go. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. When you get your Christmas card. Exactly. Pictures. Yeah. That. Oh, my God. We just got to tell them all
these
things. And
I mean, I just don't get it. Like there's such a merch opportunity here. Like, I know that they just created this one day before it happened, but I would buy something if it was for sale.
T-shirts, shot glasses.
And we would buy it for you guys. Like, there's absolutely nothing to buy.
Yeah, they're missing so many financial opportunities. Again, because it's so hard to get a drink, and you all have heard, I am a drinker, and I like to drink, and I like to drink a lot. And I'm willing to spend a lot. And I basically never drink there, ever. Unless I'm having dinner, and then even then it's like one, because it just,
that's all that comes.
Yeah.
Yes. So on this particular night, it was different because she was having to drive 5 hours after we left. So she wasn't looking for a drink. Thank God, because she couldn't have even got one.
Right.
What if you had to go to the bathroom?
Oh yeah, there's no chance. Way.
You would have had to walk to the alley and go in the back.
Yeah. Or just go in the alley.
Yeah, that's true. That's why it smells like that.
Right. Go in the pump alley.
Yeah, if you guys ever go into the pump alley on your way to Tom Tom, it has forever smelled like piss.
Yeah. Yeah, so we stayed. I mean, we got there before, what, 8:45 or 9?
Yeah, 8:45, I think.
And then stayed till almost 11. I think, you know, they did more like the shot things and stuff after that. It says it was going till 12, so it's like,
what? It must have happened right after we left, or maybe it was happening during. There's no way we would know.
Well, when we left, they were still all out on the patio fighting.
That's true. Okay, yeah, so as we were leaving, we saw the fight happening. For sure it looked like Sheena was being questioned about something.
And Kristen and Ariana were arguing, and Kristen's like hands were flailing. As she says, because she's like, she says she's not Italian though. She's, what's her half? It's like not Turkish, but she's something, Jordanian or something.
Oh.
Anyways, I thought she at one point said, I'm Italian, so I speak with my hands. I know she also does sign language too, but anyways, her and Ariana were getting into it for a while, and then Sheena.
I felt though like in watching their body language, I didn't think that her and Kristen were fighting. It looked like Kristen was trying to get her point across, and Ariana was like halfway agreeing with it. Did you get that feeling?
Yeah, but I saw some eye rolls and some like shoulder shrugs where it's kind of like, whatever, I give up kind of thing.
Yeah, but I didn't get the feeling that she was like like turning away, or that like her anger was directed at Kristen. I felt like maybe they were talking about the situation and they're just like, I don't know. It was weird. But with Sheena, I felt like she was definitely defending herself. Like something must have happened where she was explaining what happened. And
that was to like Stassi and Katie, right?
Stassi and Katie, yes. And I mean, I was doing my best lip reading and it was so loud. And like I said, we were like three people back. I was in the bushes with my camera shoved through and it was just so hard to hear.
Yeah.
But at the end, we did hear Sheena say like, okay, well, I'm going to go get a massage now. And she turned to go and then she came back and she said, okay, I'm going to go get a massage now. Like she did it like three times to like make sure that like they got her exit.
Right. The take. So yeah, we don't know what they're fighting about, but I'm sure part of it was the Billie Lee thing. For you guys, because we haven't talked about this
yet. Let's talk about it.
For you guys that aren't on social media and aren't aware of this. So, and I kind of wonder too, if it ties into, remember when I was there a couple days before and I saw Sheena, Katie and Kristen like sitting at a table like for an hour or two.
Yes.
And we were like, what is that about? That's a weird combo.
Yes.
I was wondering if they were planning Girls Night In. So that could be it. So anyways, so the first post I saw was Ariana and it said, Girls Night In Tuesday night with DJ Mickey. See you next Tuesday's canceled and y'all come whatever. And she didn't tag anyone.
Okay.
And Billie Lee commented, oh my god, so fun, I can't wait. And Ariana commented, yay. But then the others started trickling in. Then Katie posted and Kristen and Stassi, and they tagged like each other.
Yes.
But also Sheena, Ariana, Lala. But no one tagged Billie Lee except for Sheena.
Okay.
So Billie Lee saw Katie's and Kristen's and Stassi's or whatever, or Brittany's, and got all hurt because she took it personally. And I get you, she should take it personally because either the way she took it was, oh, they don't consider a trans girl a girl for Girls Night In, or they're not including her. I think they weren't including her. I think they discluded her either by just... didn't think of her, or they're not getting along with her. Sheena did tag her, so I'm not sure what it's about. I don't think they didn't tag her because they don't think a trans girl is a real girl. I don't think that's what their intention was, but that's what Billie kind of said. Sorry. Or implied.
Yes.
And she's like, plus they're doing it at my place of business and I'm working that night. So there's another option of, well, everyone maybe knew she was working, so they just assumed she'd be there. So she sent out a thing basically saying mean girls and trans is beautiful, trans are girls too, and kind of made it a thing. And then everyone clapped back, like even down to Jax. I mean, Jax called her. He's like, what do you want this about you? Didn't you just have a night? You're greedy. The girl, like Stassi, chimed in saying, how dare you accuse us of this?
Okay, so my first, like, I went through like a range of emotions when this happened. When I first read what Billie Lee wrote, I thought, that sucks.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, I know for me personally, if that happened to me, I would have my feelings hurt. Mm-hmm. I don't like to not be included. It hurts.
Right.
But, and then reading her... trans is beautiful and kind of bringing that into it, I was confused. So then I thought, okay, let me investigate more, let me see what's really going on. And me and a million other people started investigating and people started posting their theories and stuff. And yeah, there was, like Sarah said, she already knew about the night from Ariana and she commented on it positively.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until like 6 hours later that she began to become upset. And also she Instagram storied it herself in a promoting it. Mm-hmm. And then deleted it. Hmm. So yeah, I don't know. It's hard because when Stassi said something back, when Kristen said something back, when Katie said something back.
Yeah, they all did it on social media and they were very direct and blunt, like, you know.
But I mean, how
kind of escalated.
How would I feel if I was accused of doing that? It's a pretty big accusation that I think they all take very seriously. No one wants to be labeled as transphobic or you know, whatever.
Yeah, it'd be hard not to come back with defending yourself.
But I felt like a couple of the comebacks got a little too, I mean,
catty.
Yeah, and it's also like maybe that wasn't the right thing for Billie Lee to respond with. Maybe she did lash out, but maybe she has had a lifetime of dealing with that sort of non-inclusion in something, and it just triggered her and she just lashed out. Like, maybe just let her have that moment, stay quiet. Like, everyone can see that she's, you know, it's maybe a misunderstanding, and by saying like, we would never do that, we're the biggest, we're this, we're that, and we, you know,
they can't put themselves in her shoes.
No,
because her triggers are going to be way different than theirs, and something like that is always being not included because she's different. It is a much huger deal than it would be. I mean, I probably would have pulled like some passive aggressive comment shit and been like, oh, I would have been like to have been included in this, and then made them feel guilty.
Right. So that I guess it'll be interesting if this is what I'm looking for. I hope that if this fight airs, or if it, you know, is in the episode, that she explains herself a little bit and that they get to hear, because I think just like for them, it's new for a lot of us that aren't familiar with, you know, with feelings and all, you know, like no one knows. So I think it's interesting. And I just wish that the girls would have stayed a little more quiet to listen and learn instead of lashing out and just.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm on Billie Lee's side at all. I felt bad because I don't know what she's been through. So who am I to say?
A lot of people posted that are other trans people or other just people that have had similar experiences. And it made a lot of sense how that could be really, you know, a sensitive sore spot and just the lack of inclusion. And then you correlate it with that because that's what they're used to. So, I mean, I definitely don't think any single one of the girls were like, she's trans, she's not a girl. I don't think that was it at all, but can they be catty?
And I felt like a couple of them, their responses were kinder. Like Katie's was okay. You know, Katie said something like, that wasn't our intention or something like that.
Right.
Still was a little catty, but at least she got that in there. But again, I think it's also very hard when you have the whole everyone tweeting you saying, how could you do this? How could you do this? When that's not what you meant to do.
And then Jax, like, we don't need Jax chiming in, okay? With his social etiquette.
Yeah. I would have loved to see Jax get a lashing. I wish he would have said something inappropriate.
Well, I thought Brittany handles all his tweets. Isn't that what he always says?
You can tell when he handles his own. It's very obvious.
Speaking of, they made an official announcement today that Taco Bell it's official. They are going to be the late night snack at the wedding. Taco Bell has agreed to sponsor them, so they're not going to have to pay or nothing.
Wow.
I'm just wondering now, like, is Hooters going to be like, you know, when we're all taking pictures, maybe we can have Hooters at the cocktail hour. What you think?
I mean, it just sounds like eating wings is a nightmare. Like, it's going to get everywhere, like in your nails, in your on
or
your
hot
dress.
Sauce.
Yeah.
Or like Inferno. Wait, is Inferno Taco Bell? Or is that Del Taco? Scorcho is Del Taco. Inferno.
That's Taco Bell.
Fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, messy. But I imagine that they're going to have to be stuck with whatever the Kentucky Castle serves. Usually you have to buy the food of the venue, you know. Mm-hmm. So they'll probably have, like, Chicken Kiev or New York. I don't know. I feel like Jax will want some kind of, like, Angus.
I feel like he's also going to comment on, like, he's like, do you know how many vegetarian plates I had to purchase? And three of them didn't show up. I'm pissed. You know, like, he's going to.
Who's
like,
going to eat that crap?
He's going to, like, orbit over, like, some sort of response.
He's like, I don't want this fucking couscous.
He's like, I said no one could have a guest, and three people are bringing guests. Like, this is really putting us out.
Yeah. So, okay, so. Yeah, so the Billie thing, okay, we kind of wrap that up. I don't know if Billie Lee is going tonight or not. I guess we will watch social media. Jax posted another thing, like, you know, he got into it. He came at Billie Lee, and then he posted promoting Girls Night and again tonight, saying all the OG girls are going to be at Girls Night in tonight. So for me, I take that to mean like Katie, Kristen, Stassi, Sheena.
Yes.
But then I watched Lala's live story and she's like, I'm going to see you guys at Girls Night in tonight. And then Brittany posted, see y'all tonight. Come say hi. So they're not OGs.
No, not at all.
So was that another dig at Billie Lee from Jax?
I mean, if she read into not being tagged in something, wouldn't she read into that? I would.
Yeah.
I would be very offended by that.
Yep. I also think that they might be going on a trip somewhere this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. Because Sheena said none of them are going to be there this weekend, except for like Peter and Adam, B Squad. So why not? And how does she know everybody's schedule unless she knows they're going on a trip?
Good point. I wonder where they're going.
She said she might be there Thursday, but because someone else was asking, oh, are you going to be there on the weekend? And she said no, or the person that posted said, oh, I hope to see one of the cast there this weekend. She's like, nope, not this weekend. And then she said in another thing that, Adam and Peter, but no comment. So they might be doing, you know, a birthday thing. Jax and Tom trip that they normally do.
God, they drag out these birthdays, dude.
Yeah, so they had the one last night, and then Jax posted that he's got another one tonight. So I'm assuming the boys are going to do, like, boys' night out, while the girls do girls' night in, unless they all go to girls' night in. I guess we could drive up there right now. Are you looking at their stories to see if they're...
I was just going through screenshots to keep up on the Billie Lee thing or whatever you're going to talk about next.
So, yeah. Birthdays.
Okay, birthdays.
Anyways, okay. So then, was it last night or Saturday? Last night, right?
Last night.
They had Jax and Sandoval's and kind of Rachel and O'Brien. She tried to make it seem like it was a triple birthday, but I think it was really... There was only two cakes. Let's put it that way.
Right.
So Jax and Sandoval's birthday... I did note for you guys on social media earlier, because someone was asking about Rachel and the whole deal and her birthday. So she had some birthday celebrations over the weekend, which I noted Stassi was not in attendance of. But like Zach and Alex, Stassi's best friend from New Orleans, they were there, but not Stassi. But then I saw, was it like yesterday lunch or Sunday lunch? Then it was like Katie, Kristen, Stassi, Rachel had like a lunch.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was interesting in my how things have changed in a year, how Stassi and Rachel were attached at the hip and now like she's not even going to her weekend birthday event.
Yeah.
So I just something I observed.
I'm sure she's just too busy.
Also because I saw Bo at a wedding, which I did not see her at with him, and he flew somewhere. Because he was storing himself on a plane. And I didn't see her in any of those stories. So, just wondering. Just curious. But anyway, so yesterday they had the birthday party at a roller rink. And everybody dressed up or attempted to dress up. It was a 70s theme. A lot of them missed the mark.
Okay, now I have to ask, so you were like very offended by a lot of the way that people dressed. Like I'm scared to know like what the correct 70s look is.
It's just the biggest offender for me was Sandoval. And it's, you know, the bar is high. He's the one that commits most to a theme and a costume. He usually does his research. It was a mess. It was all over the place. It was like four decades worth.
Now, who said it was a 70s theme?
I saw it in posts and things.
Because, I mean, I'm just wondering, like, there's no way he would miss the mark that hard. Because I did see, I believe in one of Ariana's posts, or the one with that dude, the Dylan's candy thing, that someone hashtagged it, that 70s show. Now, if it was that 70s show, would he be more on task?
No, because they wore 70s clothes on that show.
But didn't someone wear like a little ruffled shirt? Like, didn't Ashton Kutcher dress like that once or something?
That I don't know. I didn't watch the show. I just know of it, and I know what they look like on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have... See, that's what I'm saying. It could have been... like, there's a Fleetwood Mac album cover where it's he's kind of got, like, that ruffly shirt. So I could see if he's channeling, like, a Fleetwood Mac, but then you, be consistent with the rest of you. A Fleetwood Mac person would never wear, like, bronze, silver, lamé pants. That's just not their vibe. And so he wore those with the ruffle shirt, but then he had 80s rocker hair, but then mullet hair, neither of which were 70s.
Okay.
70s was long straight hair parted down the middle, or it was like a shag kind of like, you know, think it like the Brady's a little bit, or think, you know what, David Cassidy, like David Partridge, Sean Cassidy. Everybody else knows. Holly's like, no.
See, you know, I guess it like when you were like, no, this missed the mark again. I was like, I probably would have made the same mistake, well, is what I'm saying.
He also, then he put on like a straw hat, like the scarecrow hat. I'm like, that doesn't tie in with anything. I don't know, just, and then his sunglasses. Then he put like John Lennon 60s sunglasses on.
Okay.
It just kept changing, and it was too much for me. And it was just too inconsistent. And this, you know, the bar's higher for Sandoval, and I thought he did the worst job.
I agree. I was confused about his look too. It was, especially because he was the birthday boy. I also felt like in a lot of the snaps that I was seeing of him, he seemed very flustered. Did you notice that? Like anytime like the camera, someone had a camera on him, he was like very like jittery, which you normally don't see him like that.
He's probably on something.
Or he was trying to like pull off the whole thing, you know, like he always does. Or he's nervous about Tom. Like they have a lot going on right now. I mean, think of their filming schedule. They filmed seriously like day after day after day. Like this
isn't. They're probably filming tonight. They're filming tomorrow.
Because Sarah and I are exhausted, and we've gone to like three filmings this season.
And there's a filming tomorrow, and I'm like, God, I don't want to go. I feel like I have to, but. So we'll talk about that in a few minutes, but let's just run down the outfit. So, okay. Another problem I had with, we'll cover the men.
Okay.
I mean, I'll even give it to Jax. He was closer on the mark than probably because he grew up in the '70s and Sandoval didn't. I don't know. He was closer on the mark, but like Bo did this, Jax did this. They wore, and a few other guys did this. They wore these like jean shorts, but like 80s, like cut off jean shorts, but long, like dad, or ripped up. I'm like, that wasn't 70s.
Okay, wait, tell me. Okay, so tell me what they should have worn. Like, I'm just, so the parted down the middle wig and then like tight jeans with like a flower or a shag, shirt
or sideburns.
Okay,
were
okay,
very big.
Okay.
Some of the shirts, like Bo's shirt, James' shirt, those were okay because they were like those prints, like those silk. They were kind of like silky and filmy and see-through. Like, that's a rocker 70s look.
Now,
the jean shorts, no, they either, they wore short shorts back then.
But with the 70s, tucks. Is 70s disco different than 70s?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's different ways you, so Spots was closer on the mark if you're going the disco route.
Okay.
So the guys could have either wore bell bottoms. Think John Travolta, Saturday Night Fever.
Got it. Okay.
They could have gone that route.
Okay.
Or they could have gone like 70s rocker. Think Greg Allman, Allman Brothers, or just like Levi jeans and then one of those printed silky shirts. Then that, like Bo had half of it. The jean shorts, those were 80s.
You know what I was thinking when I saw all your comments, like missed the mark. I was like, oh, when Sarah and I and Chad and Michaela and Ryan, we went to our first Sunset Music Festival, it was 70s themed. And so we're like, let's dress up. And so I picked what I thought was 70s. You know, I'm like, oh, like hippie or something. I don't know. So I got like a floral dress and like wore like a little flower crown. Chad went as a vampire.
Right.
So clearly we don't stick to the script either.
Yeah, there were all of us like, Ryan was like walking around as Jim Morrison and he looked just like Michaela was like Pam, Jim Morrison's girlfriend, looked just like her. We were like, yeah, we were like the leftover, you know, the early 70s. We were still like flowerish.
Yeah.
And like hippie-ish.
Chad was going like for with his, like his favorite band's look, I think. So he just didn't even care. Yeah. But it was hilarious. Because
like, people attending were like, we get all of you guys. That's like a whole theme. But what's up with the vampire? It's funny.
But more people asked to take his picture. Like people were like... Like, dude, come here. Like, let's get a picture. He had fangs in and everything. Oh, my God.
So, yeah. And then Jax had a Hustler t-shirt. I saw people, I'll stick up for him here. I saw people like, gross, he's getting married and he's wearing a t-shirt saying, show me your tits. Okay, it's a Hustler t-shirt. Yes, it's a gross t-shirt. But it's a Hustler. Hustler really, like, hit their heyday in the 70s. That's when, like, Larry Flint, like, fought the Supreme Court. So I think he was doing like an ode to like Larry Flint and like how when they got really big.
And was that like a slogan of theirs?
Well, it's probably
okay.
It's something crude that
okay.
he would say. And then a lot of them love to wear the sweatband, you know, like the Bruce Jenner
yes.
sweatband.
Yes.
So, okay. The other thing I noticed, several people had fanny packs. That was not really a 70s thing. That was more of an 80s thing, but so let it slide. The shorts that Sheena had.
I think the skating thing threw people off. I really do. I think that they got confused and took it too far.
Yeah. Because the 70s were really when roller derby took off.
Mm-hmm.
That's like base. They should have went with like Bay City Rollers look, where it's like, yeah, tube socks, the short shorts. So the shorts that like Sheena had on, and then someone else had those shorts on. A couple people had those shorts on. Those were spot on. They're not very flattering, but they're short. They have
Rachel had a pair on.
Rachel. That's right. Rachel and Sheena. That was accurate.
Okay.
So, And Ariana, I think, was crochet, so that was pretty accurate. That was pretty 70s.
I liked her outfit. That was cute. I liked mm-hmm. the colors. It was bright. She looked adorable.
Lala and Raquel.
Okay.
Here's why they're going to get a pass. I thought Lala's was boring AF. She's really not bringing it to any of these theme parties, I'll say that. Remember, she just wore black to the Winter Wonderland. Mm-hmm. She did wear a tube top, so that's when the 70s, you know, really invented the tube top. It was a modernized version. So, and then she wore like a slight bell bottom, but like tight white jeans, like Yolanda Foster jeans. So she had like a modernized version of the 70s, mm-hmm. but very basic. But, you know, it's not a miss. It's not a hit. I'm just okay with it. Same with Raquel. Raquel looked great. What was very 70s about Raquel were the colors and the stripes. 70s were very brown, orange, yellow. Think the Brady Bunch, you know, very stripes. Yeah, Brady Bunch, another example. They could have worn striped jeans. Like Schwartz wore those green jeans. He should have worn striped jeans like Peter Brady.
Got it.
It would have been better. So Raquel, like the coloring and the stripes and the fact that it was a jumper, very 70s, but you could tell it was like a modernized jumper.
Right.
So she's okay too.
All right.
James's hair was like more accurate for 70s rocker hair too. He had a wig. He took it off at some point, but did you see the picture?
Yes.
So that was accurate. A couple people had afros. Like Jesse Montana looked pretty good. Pretty hit on the mark. I didn't like Brad's. Brad was like Sandoval to me because A, nobody has a bleach blonde gold afro. Then he wore a satin jacket, which is very 70s. It's very Sean Cassidy. But then, like, again, some, like, jean shorts. And then, like, it was, like, mishmash of different random items. It was too much. It didn't work. What'd you think?
I mean, holy shit. Like, you could do Fashion Police 70s edition.
There's just so many ways you could go about it. You could go
Brady
Bunch.
Okay, what about Stassi?
Wait, you could go Brady Bunch, rocker, or disco. Or Elvis-y, you know. Stassi, her dress was disco-ish, but as some of you guys pointed on the Facebook group, and I agree, it looks like it's something she probably already had in her closet. It might be something, you know, you could wear to Vegas, like now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like modern. So it's fine. It's in theme of like being...
I liked it.
No, I liked it. It wasn't like an authentic... You know what else is? Like DVF dresses. Very 70s.
Okay.
The original wrap dress. That was all 70s. So I would have liked it if she was in like a silver wrap dress.
Like,
but she looked good.
Yeah. OC Housewives did a 70s party, didn't they? Is that when
Gretchen went off on Vicky?
Yes.
That was 80s.
80s, okay.
Remember she crimped her hair and everything.
Okay, and Heather fell on her skates. Remember, like, she fell on her back, just like we would do at roller derby?
Oh, God. Like, yeah.
It for sure knocked the wind out of her.
Well, 80s and 70s were a huge time for roller skating.
Okay.
But my problem with Stassi, and I did like how she did her hair. She parted it down the middle and then, like, kind of clipped it to the side. That was perfect. But her makeup was totally off. She had, like, current makeup.
And this I don't is know. A I just, yeah, yeah. No, I get it. I just feel like I'm feeling bad for them. I feel like they have way too much to do. How are they supposed to, like, theme out every single thing? Like, they'd have to, like, live at, like, the costume rental place or something.
It's like, you do you. I'm just saying how it was accurate or not accurate. For me, this would have been the primo opportunity for Stassi to whip out some Stassi blue eyeshadow. But instead, she had nice makeup. She looked beautiful, but it's normal makeup.
Maybe she felt like at her winter party, her makeup was so freaky looking, she didn't want to do it again.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean,
And
she's not even close with Jax or Sandoval, so, like, how much effort do you want to put in? I get it.
Now, what about Billie Lee's outfit?
Don't get it at all. Like, another one that doesn't try at all. Like, that was, like, a current dress. Like, I understand in the 70s, there were long dresses with ruffles. That was very popular, too. Usually, they were, like, plaid.
Okay.
This was a modern dress with I guess it'd be like Lala and Raquel, but, like, less for me.
Okay.
And then she did nothing different with her
look. Mean, I, as someone who knows nothing about the 70s, obviously, I didn't think she was dressed up. No. I thought, oh, wow, she just didn't dress up.
No, it didn't look like that. And what's with this lollipop thing? I keep seeing this in, like, stories and in person, like, is that she's trying to make this signature look of her carrying a lollipop at all times? Look at her story. It's her sucking it, her holding it, her licking it. And it's like, you'll start to notice it more and more now that I pointed it out.
Okay. I wonder if it's like a weed lollipop or something.
Oh, do they have those?
I don't know. I'm thinking they probably do.
That would make sense to, like, keep anxiety down.
Maybe, yeah. Interesting. Yeah, but overall, I was kind of disappointed by the party. Like, maybe it's going to film better. And then also, did they hire, like, a couple of really good skaters to skate around?
Yeah. Katie was pretty 70s. Do you see her?
Just, like, a picture of her, like, sitting down behind a thing.
That's all I saw, too. Like, a t-shirt and striped pants. I mean,
yeah.
She went more for the theme, so I give her respect for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't really see anything that happened other than, like, they played a couple video games, skated around.
Looked like they were eating a little bit. Like, there was, like, a little food area. They did their cakes. One was, like, a hamburger, and one was something else.
Yeah, like cookies and cream or something.
Yeah.
It was rando.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And then the candy bar done by Dylan's Candy Bar.
There was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't miss that.
They had, candy cigarettes. Is that 70s?
Mm-hmm.
They had, like, Laffy Taffys and all that crap.
Oh, yeah. Jeremy, another one. Didn't understand that outfit at all.
Okay. I'm with you on that. I didn't understand that either.
I was like, is this, like, Karate Kid meets the open chest, but the shirt wasn't so... Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I guess where I am with it is, like, I can't tell the difference between 60s, 70s. I can for sure tell 80s, but sometimes I feel like that kicks back to the 70s, too. So that's where I get confused.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't know what Jeremy was doing either. Like, what did he have, like, a bandana on, but it was, like, not, it was, like, with writing on it.
Ninja or something, and then, like,
he looked gangster.
Yeah, that's what Jacob said was, like, 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, didn't get that either, but he is, like, what, 23 or something?
Yeah.
Actually, I think he's 26. Anyways, not that it matters.
So anyways, tomorrow is Jax's actual birthday.
Okay.
So maybe they are doing... I mean, last year Brittany did, you know, the bouncing place, a trip to Mexico, and a Hooters party.
Tomorrow is the Tom Tom party.
Oh, that's right. So that's why they had to schedule everything a little bit early.
Yeah. So he said they were doing something tonight as well. And then tomorrow night is a private party in Daily Mail?
Daily Mail.
Daily Mail party, but it's private party at Tom Tom, and they will be filming. I mean, obviously it's private because it's a Daily Mail party, but also it's private because Tom Tom still isn't done. And today they were putting in the gas line. Like, nothing like waiting until the last minute.
So that means they literally haven't practiced making food.
Training staff or hiring, yeah.
No, I'm sure they're going to hire a catering company tomorrow. They're not going to do anything.
Yeah, they probably aren't cleared to do anything. If the gas line's not even in, there's no way they could be cleared to make food.
How could the gas line not be in? You mean not turned on?
I don't know. That's what people had researched. I don't know where it...
Or someone was there.
Someone was there and they talked to the people because there's a whole story behind it. It's apparently they were scheduled like a month or two ago and Lisa canceled it and said, no, we want to do this instead. It was something like aesthetic.
Yeah, like a mural on the wall.
The mural on the wall. And she didn't want to have the artist stop. So then they all of a sudden realized they need it. And so they were calling the city, like bitching and complaining and whatnot. So we heard also the same person said that there was a English woman, young blonde English woman, barking orders at everyone, being quite stern, and that they thought she was pregnant. And then they posted a picture and it was Pandy, and she does look very pregnant. I mean, that's not a bad angle. That's pregnant, right?
I mean, I'm like a little scared to say something because God knows I could have a bad angle too, but
I definitely do, but that just seemed very distinct, and I pray that it is, because otherwise I would be devastated if I was her.
Yeah, she chose a horrible outfit if she's not, like, that's all there is to it. It was like a prairie dress. Just
everyone is commenting and posting in it, so she's not.
Pandora is beautiful, so yeah. If it was a bad angle, then I feel very sorry for her also, but she looks beautiful. Like, I went on her Instagram after I saw that photo, and it is very suspicious that for the past couple months, every photo she has something blocking her stomach, whether it be a clutch, a dress, she'll put people in front of her.
Right.
So.
Well, I do that too, though.
She was in Hawaii in July. July 1st or something.
For a baby moon.
She was there for a wedding. But. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
think that stomach is not there. It's not. There's no way. I mean, you got to look at it. Like, she just looks like, you know how she always does. Like, I don't. How do I say that? Like.
When I say I feel sorry for her, it's not because of her body. It's because everyone in every group and press and article is saying she's pregnant.
I think
she's
a beautiful body.
I'd be devastated, but yeah, body any day.
Speaking as someone who is pregnant, I feel like I can say game recognizes game, and she is, from just like her boobs, her stomach, and the way that it's coming out.
Her boobs look massive.
Also, this is her first baby, so for her to be that big in that photo, she's like very far along. So this is like, someone was like, that's 4 months. No way. She was not showing up 4 months. You don't show with your first like that. So... how exciting for her, and how exciting for Lisa, if it's true. I hope it is. But also, I was thinking, oh, it's so hot right now. She's probably so stressed out dealing with this because she's trying to help her mom, and it's a shit show.
Oh, it's so hot, like in West Hollywood.
Ooh. And, you know, just being like in a construction site and trying to like get all these people to do something. I mean, even looking at the people's photos, you could tell there's people standing around, you know, like people have to be told exactly what to do. And I'm sure she was barking orders because it's probably frustrating going, we have a party tomorrow. Like, even if everything was left to the last minute, it's still, you know, it's still stressful and crazy. And okay. Yeah. So let's talk about how it looks.
Okay. It's fine, but I don't get it. It ties nothing into Tom or Tom or industrial or romantic or masculine. Like, what did I say to somebody? It reminds me of, it's like quirky and whimsical. Almost like childlike, which is Tom and Tom, but it's not what they were saying they were going to do. I don't get it.
I'm like borderline horrified to like vocalize this.
You love it.
I fucking love it.
Some people do.
I love it. I when we saw in person the tile that was chosen for the outside, I loved it. When I saw the sign, I loved it. And I see what people are saying. I see how it almost does say toe-toe. I see that the M looks like an E. I see on the O, there's like three gears on each O.
Yeah.
But to me, like, I like that. I feel like it's like the gears spell Tom on each O. Or it could be like Lisa, Ken, Tom, Pandora, and Jason. I don't know. I like the, from what I can see, I like the big lights. And it's reminding me of like a downtown LA sort of like industrial, like the Edison or something.
Yeah, I don't see that at all. And I'm not saying it's bad as a bad. I'm just saying I don't see that lining up with the vision they described it as, is what I'm saying. So it's not, I'm not saying, ooh, how could you like that? I'm just saying it's not what I expected from how they described it.
How the boys described it or how Lisa described it?
Either. It doesn't seem romantic. It doesn't seem really industrial. It's, to me, from what I see, and this is why maybe I will go tomorrow, it just seems very mishmashy. Like those lights out front remind me of like a foggy London fog, Jack the Ripper kind of New Orleans.
Okay.
But then you've got like this quirky, whimsical gear, Tom, and like funny lettering. But then you have that Monet painted tile, which mm-hmm. is good, but I don't know if it's good with that. Like, it's just all these different things that I'm not getting together, but I have to see it in person. It's hard from those photos.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I just, from those photos, I am wanting more and I'm leaning towards liking it. Of course, I need to see it, but I'm also very sold on what I saw in the back.
Yeah.
The wood I thought was gorgeous. I think I see what Lisa was doing. I think it's more, it's not like industrial romantic. It's like mechanical romantic or something. Like, I don't know what she's doing.
How do those like wood cupboards tie in with like industrial or romantic? Like, it's almost a little more like shabby chic or Western to me.
It's like restoration hardware.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked the balcony much more than I see of the front, from what I can tell. But
yeah, I'm just we'll have to see the inside. We'll have to see the menu, the feel of the place. But yeah. It has to work, right? I mean,
I'll hopefully pleasantly surprise him.
I also felt like looking at the photos and being there and seeing what we could see, it also felt very Las Vegas to me. Now I know that's where Nicolaine's showroom is and everything, but can't you like you could almost see some of those pieces like walking through the Palazzo, like all the shops are,
right,
and stuff.
Yeah, like it just, the grape chandelier that they are, yes, commenting on.
Just like all of the like excess.
Mm-hmm.
And the mixing of things where you're just like, whoa.
Well, so that's what I'm saying. It's like it's a lot of excess and a lot of mixing of things. And that, in my mind, doesn't go with masculine or industrial. It seems like those should be simple, classic, basic, right to the point, kind of like, this is a bar you go to get a stiff drink at. Is when I think of industrial or masculine.
I think that she threw out the idea of like...
to sell them.
Like that she just... pretending she's not working with Tom and Tom. Like, this has nothing to do with them anymore. This is all about her.
Yeah.
And if you think it's all about her, then the restaurant
makes
sense.
Then it makes much more sense.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
I think that's what it was. And then what about the flower arrangement? There's these gigantic flower arrangements, like, in the front. Like, I'm talking, it looks like a funeral spray. you know, it's not the roses, like, you know, at Sir or
what kind of flowers were they?
Oh God. We'll have to look white, like what, almost like bird of paradise-y.
Like calla lilies?
Yes.
Just the green with the white.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's coming out everywhere. Huge. Like
it's something you would be like at Villa Blanca.
It's on the corner of like two of them. Like one's on the corner and one's somewhere else. And it's just like, dude, like it looks small already. Like, do you really have to put an arrangement that huge there?
or an arrangement at all.
Or maybe they're going to go very white at the party, like, because that's all they can do at the moment is just like do white linens, white everything, and it's going to go. I don't know.
Hmm. Well, I hope they do open up soon, because now I really need to see the inside.
I mean, and now I kind of hope you make the drive up there to see it.
I might have to. So I wanted to go because their party is, but I just don't know what time. Like, are they going to walk in at 7 or 9 or 4? So I don't really want to be lingering on the street.
Yeah, so if someone can message Sarah and let her know, it would be really helpful.
And I want to go in the back alley. I figure that probably like Kristen and Sandoval are going to go in the back to smoke. But I don't want to be a, like a lone person in the alley, like with my camera out. Like,
no,
that would be creepy. Plus, it's smelly back there.
Oh, it smells so bad.
What else? So James Kennedy has a new track out. I retweeted it and he liked that. You liked it, you said? I thought it was fine.
I was bobbing my head. I just have a thing for DJ James Kennedy. Like, there's something about his music that is effing catchy. And sometimes it's stupid and sometimes the lyrics don't make sense, but it's like I can just feel like his passion. It's like watching one of his cameos. It's enjoyable because you know he loves it so much. Mm-hmm. And I feel the same, like that comes through his music. And I mean, I'm here to support it. And his little event in Arizona looked fun.
Yeah, that looked packed. I also saw Billie Lee is going to be speaking or something at the beauty convention at the LA Convention Center on Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we will not be going to that because it's at 1:45 and our thing isn't until the evening if we go.
Oh, yes.
Well, if you want to go early, you could see Tom Tom yourself too. I mean, it's like different neighborhood.
I mean, yeah, I'm down to go early. Not to see Billie Lee though. I'll go to see Tom.
No, to see Tom Tom.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
I got this stuff at Whole Foods. I want to have you try. It's the spicy cheese dip. It's kind of similar to the mixology one.
Okay.
Not the same, but you could see it if you want to try it.
Rob posted a new selfie today that you posted in the group.
Yeah.
And
what was his cap? Oh yeah, he's trying to be fun. He's like flexing his arm muscle. He's in front of the beach.
Does anyone know the direction of the beach?
As he's standing in front of it, and he's like casting like a sultry eye look, like a Guillermo pose. Oh, we found. We did not. Heather found a movie that Bo Clark starred in 2010.
Yes,
and she posted it. She's like, can you believe it? And I watched the whole trailer. It was like 2 minutes. And I was like, I don't understand what I'm looking for here.
Yeah, you're like, how is this VPR related?
Heather. And she's like, did you not see the credits? Like, the main star is Bo Clark. And I was like, I totally did not recognize him. He has like no facial hair. He looks like a totally different person. I don't know. He looked, at first I thought it was the dude from I forget that guy's name. Reese, whatever. He used to be on that show with Sally Field and whatever. I digress. So go check that out. It's called Coyote County Loser. And just Google it and watch the trailer. It actually looks watchable.
I am so frustrated with the group Facebook. Like, I go to look for something and I can't find it. It's not in order of how things were posted. Like, I'm trying to look right now for the Tom Tom photos. I can't find it. I'm annoyed because I think I got the flower wrong that we were talking about, but I can't find it.
Have you searched like the name? Because like Heather Johnson, then I'll bring up her post.
Oh, okay.
I can probably find it. Although she posted like three different, because there's like so many.
Yeah,
pictures.
She was coming in hot. Yeah, because she was posting the party pictures too.
Oh yeah, so. Let me just pull it up if you want to.
Well,
you should announce the winners.
Oh, shoot. I didn't write it down.
I did.
Oh, good.
Vanderpump Rules.
While she's looking it up really quick, you guys, if you have not liked our Instagram page on Instagram. If you could please do that, we're really trying to step up our game. There's a lot of things we can't do without followers on there, and we really want to grow that. We are Vanderpump Rules Party. Follow us so we can get our number up. We have, you know, over 1,000 of you in the group, so if we could have our number at 1,000, that would be amazing. I would love a 1K following. So if you can follow us on Instagram, Vanderpump Rules Party.
Is this the, so I have her posts up, but those are disco. Okay, so the winners of the James May t-shirts are Carly Leah and Randy Lee. So we will message you guys, and if you want to go to the James May website and see which one you like and what size, you might want to check what's in stock or whatever, because I see Kristen's been posting like they're behind and out of stock and whatnot, but they're working on it. So we'll message you, and then you let us know which one you want, and we'll get that shipped to you. And then if you guys listened to our podcast a couple days ago with Annabelle DeSisto from Annabelle Compliments, she does crystal kits, and she we're going to give to you some crystal kits, and we're going to give 5 of those away right now. So DM us or email us at VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com or DM us on any of our social media platforms. I'm at Pumpers Nation on both Instagram and Twitter, or the other ones Holly just said. But the password for the crystal kits is Tuxedo. That is Annabelle's cat. She has 3, but that's the main one that's like...
That's the main bitch.
The oldest one. And the one that comes out and like is super social.
So Tuxedo for that password.
Tuxedo. And so, yeah. And she... I don't know if you guys don't listen. She was very responsible for bringing Spencer Pratt back into the limelight. They have the whole crystal thing in common, and they podcast together every now and then. Anyways, so that's kind of a...
And thank you, everyone, for your support on that episode. We had so much fun recording it. And if any of you guys want to, like, tweet at her and say that you heard our episode, that'd be great, because we really want to be on her show and have her come to The Quiet Woman, and we'll cover the OC Housewives.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think she'd love to hear that from you guys.
Cool. Yeah. And her, like I said, her crystals are legit, like Spencer legit. So they go like all the way to the source of like the miners. So we're going to be back. I may or may not have stuff to report on tomorrow night. If I do, you guys, I'll post it in the group as usual. We'll be back early next week. We probably have OC to premiere. Oh my God. Tomorrow night, Southern Charm finale. Have you seen the previews for that?
No.
It's off the hook. Like, Catherine's going at Ashley. Ashley, this is when she's like, you're just an egg donor. And she's like, you're just jealous because I'm living the life you want to live. And I will say both of them, and I'm not, don't usually like to shout Ashley out, but she looks very pretty in tomorrow night's episode, as does Catherine. So it looks like a really good season finale. And we have OC starting, and Shep was on Watch What Happens Live last night and talking about how he's hooked up with Catherine several times. And what I loved is he was on with Dale Earnhardt Jr.
And when he got asked about Jax.
Yeah, well, because Dale requested his favorite male. And I was like, oh my God, it's Shep, not Jax. Because Jax is always tweeting at him like, hey, Dale, how are you, Dale?
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy, Dale. But yeah. But he got asked about Jax. Yeah, that was funny.
And I loved his answer because I was like, okay, this is going to be the true test to see if they're really friends or what's going on. And I felt like he gave a great answer. He basically just said,
it was default.
I've met him a couple times and you can't help but love how basically how stupid he is, you know, what a bonehead he is. So he, I mean, it was very PC, but I felt like he got his point across that.
Yeah.
He's charmed by Jax, you know, like everyone else.
Well, and like that he would choose Jax over Shep was basically just logistics, like by default, because Jax has actually been to a race before, whereas Shep has not.
Right, right.
So it was kind of like, he's not really choosing you, Jax. He's just like, you might have 1 ounce of knowledge more than Shep.
That's
so
right.
It's a better choice. I would have chose him too.
Yeah.
Because he's from Michigan, you know, it's like there's cars there. And Jax is very into cars.
Yes.
I would have answered the same way. So cool. All right. Well, thanks. And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.